Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. MR, Number 599. What it means to partake of the divine nature. Christians preparing for the city God has built for the pure and holy must show that they love God and their fellow men. This must be. Otherwise, Christ cannot stamp them with the image of God. He cannot restore in them his attributes or make them partakers of the divine nature. There has been need for this prayer to be offered. Oh, my best friend, my maker, my Lord, shape me and mold me into thy divine likeness. Make me entirely like thyself. Refine, purify, quicken me, that I may represent the character of God. Religion and business are not two separate things, but one. All that trust in the Lord implicitly will be tested and tried. Then the superscription of God will be placed upon them. 49, 1897, page 4. To Brethren Daniels, Colcord, Falkhead, Palmer, and Salisbury. September 1, 1897. There is not one of the feeblest of humanity but can be a conqueror by being a partaker of the divine nature. Every member of the human family is honored by the achievement of this, Christ's, wonderful victory, making it possible for every soul to become a partaker of the divine nature if he will connect with Christ. How is man to become so favored as to have this vital connection with God? He can only receive it through Christ, the sin-bearer, in behalf of all who shall repent of their sins and believe in him. As man accepts the righteousness of Christ, he is a partaker of the divine nature. He, Christ, stood forth as God's representative in the world, to show that man, in his humanity, may take hold of divinity, and through that divine nature have power to escape the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Then, after the third temptation, it was that the divinity of Christ came to the aid of his humanity. With divine authority he commanded, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Luke 4, verse 8. 92, 1908, 6, 8. Lessons from the 15th chapter of John. Talk, August 22, 1908. It is of the greatest importance that you abide in Christ, and that in your humanity you lay hold upon divinity. What you need is the humanity that was in Christ Jesus, that laid hold upon divinity. Take hold upon that divinity, and bring it into your life, and you will be a savor of life unto life. Christ came to the earth to bring divinity to humanity. We need that divinity. Young and old need it. If you do not know anything about this power, I beseech you, for Christ's sake, to seek for it. It is those who overcome the temptations that are in the world through lust who are partakers of the divine nature. It requires prayer. It requires faith. It requires understanding to become a partaker of the divine nature. But as we obtain this experience, we are not benefiting ourselves alone. We are giving to all around us an evidence that all may be partakers of the divine nature. All may be overcomers. 49, 1909, 5, 6. Partakers of the Divine Nature. Sermon, June 6, 1909. If we will take hold of the life of Christ and study his teachings, he will show us how to accept the attributes of his divine nature. 85, 1909, 9. Lessons of Self-Denial, Trust, and Cooperation. October 29, 1909. The Son of God came to our world in human form to show man that divinity and humanity combined does not commit sin. He is our pattern. Through him, we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The prayer of Christ is for all who acknowledge that they are his people, denominated to be loyal and true to all the light that Christ has given them. He first prays for their purity, and next he prays for their unity. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, then easy to be entreated by the invitation of the Holy Spirit, which Christ's true disciples shall receive in large measure, because they are assimilated to his image, partakers of the divine nature. But shall not this prayer be answered by those who claim to believe the truth? Those who are truly joined to the Lord are controlled by one Spirit. They are stamped with the same image and superscription, and they give evidence that they are influenced by the same power, because they are joined to the Lord by the infinite sacrifice made by Christ, that they might be knit together through the sanctification of the truth in the bonds of love, perfect, heaven-born love. They have exchanged the heart of selfishness and sin for the heart that God gives. They are partakers of the divine nature. They may differ in speech and attitude, but they are guided by the same Spirit. No vain glory, no independent I comes in to take possession. The quarrelsome spirit ceases, and the world is given evidence of the power of true conversion. Released March 17th, 1978.